Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Hey kids, listen for the words unruly and shirk.
Becky Botsford is one excited girl. Why? Well, I think it's because...
Shh! The Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour Marathon starts in 12 minutes! We need absolute silence.
Sorry.
Here we go, Bob. This is gonna be the best day ever!
Becky, no TV until you finish your chores, remember?
But, Mom, the Pretty Princess Power Hour Marathon only comes around once in a lifetime! Or maybe it's once a year. Okay, four times a year, but still!
Bop, 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 bop! You can't shirk your responsibilities! Chores first, and that's final.
But I just...
Bop, bop,
can't I...
Bop, bop!
What are my chores again?
You and Violet made a real mess this morning baking cupcakes, so you have to wash these dishes before they start attracting flies.
Mom, do I really have to?
Bop, bop, bop. Becky, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. What a neat little expression I just made up.
Actually, I think Benjamin Franklin made it up.
Oh, well, I guess great minds think alike. Your father needs help pulling weeds out of his herb garden before they become unruly and stop the good plants from growing.
One down, 2,999 to go. Oh, you're going to love helping me with this, sweetie.
And finally, take care of this mountain of laundry. Whoop!
Oh, but Mom, can't I just...
Becky?
I know, bup, bup, bup.
Exactly!
Later, in the kitchen...
Look, Bob, we have 5 minutes before the marathon starts, but we will get these chores done, even if it means a little help from my superpowers. Still dirty? Ugh! I don't think we can get these done in time. Scrub each pan carefully until they're clean and miss the first episode of the marathon. It's an interesting idea, not a bad plan. Or I could just do this! No more dishes! No, you've got it all wrong. I'm not shirking my chores. I'll take care of these dishes just as soon as the PPMP marathon is done. Now on to the next task.
Isn't this great? The three of us working out here all together.
Yep, love to work.
They say Moroccan mint grows best in dappled sun. That's why I'm over here dappling.
Tell me more about dappled sun. Talk, talk, talk away.
Well, direct sun is too much for this little guy, but total shade is a real no-no. Making dappled light is a lost art, Baxter. You have to find just right. Ha! Dappled. Oh, there comes the wind.
Wow, look at that. No more weeds. Ha! What do you know? Okay, on to chore number three. Bye!
Wow! Thanks, Becky? Becky?
Okay, this is just... Ugh. This'll buy us some time, though. Ah! Okay, nothing to it. I'm all done with the chores. Just in time. I've actually seen this episode. Well, that just means I'll catch all the stuff I missed the first time around. I am not shirking my responsibilities, Bob. I promise we'll do all the chores the right way later. Bop, bop, bop. Ha, that's fun, actually. Now, if you'll excuse me, marathon happening. Oh, man. Pretending to finish your chores is almost as exhausting as really doing them. But this is nice. just want to lie here and bask in the blissful glow of Sparkletopia. 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 Oh my gosh, pretty princess! What is happening right now? Can I please have your autograph? Make it out to my friend Word Girl. No, actually, better, make it to my good friend Word Girl. You know what? Let's just say my best friend Word Girl, because Word Girl, thank goodness you're here to help us. Help you? I came as soon as I heard about the thing. Why am I here again? Oh, it's just terribly awful. It's awfully terrible.
She's being a bit dramatic, but yes, things are not great.
Oh, Word Girl, Word Girl, Word Girl. What? Sparkletopia has lost its sparkle. No!
It's true. We need our sparkle.
Tell me exactly what's going on. You see, last week was the Parade of Smiles, where we celebrate the anniversary of the first caramel harvest by flooding the streets with liquid butterscotch. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Wow, a real super fan over here.
Thank you. The problem is, after all the unruly behavior, everyone shirked their responsibility to help clean up. And now the city is dirty and sticky and dangerous.
Oh no! Someone please help me! Wow, that's good!
Uh-oh. Be right back!
Take your time! But hurry!
There you go! And while we're at it... Oh, thank you so much, Word Girl! If everyone would have cleaned up earlier, we wouldn't have had this problem at all. That's why I always say, don't put off until Sparkle Morrow what can be done Sparkle Day. That's so wise. Wait, have I heard that somewhere? Probably not. And now you can help us with our next problem. I get to keep helping you? Yes! Dream come true! The Wondertown Forest. Cool. Not cool, Word Girl. Because Count Cloudy has planted wild weeds all over these Wondertown woods. Weeds, huh? Why does that sound familiar?
They block out the sun and make it hard for other plants to grow, which is bad for the Wondertown elves who live here.
Woo-wee! Give me sun!
Yeah, feed me that soil too!
Yum, yum, yum!
Yum, yum, yum! Yum, yum, yum! Yum, yum, yum! Yum, yum, yum.
Plus, they're just annoying.
We let the wild weeds grow so long that they've become unruly. Yeah, they definitely seem unruly. I don't know if you know this, but vocabulary is kind of my thing, so I know that unruly means out of control. And when things or people are unruly, that means it's not easy to get them to do what you want, like these weeds. Yes, right.
So, are you going to ignore the weeds?
Oh, won't you pretty please with butterscotch topping help us, Word Girl? You know you don't have to ask me twice. Word up! Again, Word Girl. No problem. There's still one more problem you can help us with. Oh, sure. Why not? I mean, isn't it great? The four of us working out here all together. Just around this corner is your final chore, Word Girl. Chore? I mean, fun adventure. Right. Can't wait.
Woof.
A giant pile of laundry, eh? We don't know how it got here, or even whose laundry it is. We just know that it's starting to stink and needs to be taken care of. Yeah, that's crazy. Who would just shirk their chores and leave laundry lying around like this? So irresponsible, right?
Excuse me, but what is that word, shirk? I love to say it. Shirk, 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 shirk. I could say it all day, really. Shirk. But what does it mean?
Shirk means to avoid doing something that you're supposed to do. Oh, like putting off something until Sparkle Morrow instead of just doing it Sparkle Day. Today. Oh, I know, Huggy. You're right. I shirked my chores at home. I totally shirked. But how could my laundry end up here?
You're dreaming.
Oh, am I dreaming?
It's possible.
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted. Guess we better wake up now.
I understand. And anyway, Becky, I'm all done dappling.
Wait, what? How'd you know my real name is Becky?
I'm all done dappling.
All done dappling. Done dappling.
I'm all done dappling.
You're not a pretty princess.
Nope, just the handsome king of Botsford Castle. Anyway, back to the herb garden. Next plant to plant, Thai basil. Needs direct sunlight. Well, that's no fun.
I know I told you in the dream, but I'll say it in real life, too. You were right. So will you please help me make things right? Now it feels like we really earned some quality time with the pretty princess. Shh, it's starting. Still kind of tired. I think I'll just close the old eyelids and bask in the blissful glow of... Pretty princess, the place looks so clean. I love what you've done with that sparkle.
And so we see that even if she did shirk some of her chores, our hero Word Girl never falls asleep on the job. Even if that job happens while she's asleep. That is to say...
Sorry. Join us next time for another amazing, explosive, unruly episode of Word Girl! Shh, sorry, Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is elegant. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Emily.
Elegant means stylish and dignified, like Captain Huggy Face in that tuxedo and top hat.
That's correct. I'd say Huggy looks almost as elegant as a certain game show host.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, no one. Hey, what's that off in the distance? Perhaps I should take a look. Anyway, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl velvet cape.
How elegant.
Really? A cape? You think that makes him more elegant than I am?
Yes.
No doubt.
Okay, then. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words unique and repulsive. Ah, yes, another sunny day in the city. A perfect day to share Violet's unique drawings with the shoppers at the grocery store.
There you go, Bob. How do you like it?
So funny! You do love bananas and music. Ugh, everyone's going to want one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Watch. Sir, would you like to have a great artist draw you?
Well... I am a handsome man and an art lover, so I would like a great artist to draw a picture of me.
Violet?
Would you like a big drawing or a small drawing?
What is the price?
It costs one smile for a small sketch and two smiles for a big one.
Well, I've only got one smile to spare. I'll take a small one.
Becky, you're the best friend I know. Thank you for helping me today, because I couldn't do this without you.
I'm here for you, Violet, all day. Don't worry.
That's good, because when you helped me with my lemonade stand, you disappeared, and there was no one to squeeze the lemons, and I had to sell everyone ice in a cup, and it didn't taste like lemonade at all.
Yeah, sorry about that. Mr. Big, something big,
came up.
Something sure comes up a lot with you. You're almost as busy as Word Girl.
Yeah, almost. But I'm sure not Word Girl, and I never have to dart away to fight crime. Nope, so I'll be here by your side to support you and help you all day. Yep.
Really?
I promise. You can count on me.
Just look at that. It's got everything I look for in a work of art. A flying machine, a friendly banana, and me. I love it.
That'll be one smile, please. Becky, will you ring this up?
Sure. One smile, please.
Here you go.
Okay, he smiled. So now what do I do?
You collect the smile and put it in the smile box, of course.
Right, I put the smile in the smile box. Okay, the smile is collected, and it's in the smile box.
Getting paid in smiles, eh? Well, that's a unique idea. Most people want to be paid with the money.
Yes, but people never run out of smiles, so I'll always have customers.
Later.
So, what's your favorite animal?
The unicorn. Are you good at drawing unicorns?
You girls sure are busy.
Yep, we're really raking in the smiles.
A table in front of the grocery store. That's a great idea. Hey, you're the boss of the grocery store, right?
Yep, whole place.
So, can I set up a table and sell my new cottage cheese, chocolate, and octopus sandwiches in front of your store?
Nope.
Why not? You let them set up a table.
That's because they're adorable little girls and you're a notorious supervillain.
Okay. Before you say no, at least taste the sandwich. I think it'll change your mind.
The answer is still no.
Why not?
Because your sandwich looks repulsive.
What did you call my sandwich?
Repulsive.
My sandwich is not, what?
Repulsive?
Right. It's unique. It's not like any sandwich you've ever tasted. Hey, little girl, why don't you take a bite of the sandwich and tell him?
That's okay. I'm not hungry right now.
Fine. If you want to let me set up a table to sell my sandwiches, I'm going to crush your store.
Crush my store? How?
With my crusher.
I do not know how I missed that.
Looks like we have trouble. You ready? Word!
Becky! Where are you going?
I just have to run inside for a minute and get change for a smile.
Becky, you said you'd be here to support me.
I know, and I am. I will. I'll be right back. You'll see.
May I see the sketch yet?
Okay, Chuck. Turn off the engine and step out of the crusher.
Forget it, Word Girl. Nothing will stop this crusher from crushing.
Sorry. I don't know how to work the smile box.
Come on, Chuck. Can't you just forget the whole thing? I really have to be somewhere.
No way. The grocery store manager called my sandwich
repulsive. He said it was repulsive.
Yeah, that's the word.
Do you even know what repulsive means?
No.
Then why are you so upset?
If you're in such a hurry, how about you skip the lecture and just tell me what repulsive means?
When something's repulsive, it means it's really, really disgusting and yucky. So yucky that you want to get away from it.
That's worse than I thought. But he's never even tasted my sandwich. So how can he say it's repulsive?
I don't need to taste it. It's repulsive to look at.
Okay, that's it. No more Mr. Nice Evil Sandwich Guy. It's crushing time. Huh? Batteries must be dead. Hey, do you sell remote control batteries?
Yep. We have every kind of battery. Even unique sizes.
I don't have time for this!
Becky! Where are you?
Oh, come on. I just fixed my remote control. Now this? Do you sell tools, wire, and something I could use to power a crusher engine?
Aisle 5.
Thanks.
Becky, where did you go?
I'm sorry, Violet. I didn't have any choice.
Becky, you promised to be here for me.
I know, and I won't leave your side again. Will you give me another chance?
Excuse me. May I please pay for my drawing now?
Well, you are the only one who knows how to collect the smiles. I guess I have to give you another chance.
Yes! Thank you, Violet! Okay, it looks like you got a large drawing. Lovely unicorn, by the way. So that'll be two smiles. Okay, and one more?
I'm sorry, but I held my first smile so long I'm all smiled out.
Oh, well, you know what? One smile is fine since we kept you waiting. I'll owe the box a smile.
Thank you so much.
A little later, a very short distance away.
There, that should do it. What was I doing again? Oh, yeah, crushing the grocery store. Crushing is hard work.
I know, Bob, but I can't leave Violet after I promised I wouldn't.
Will Becky be a loyal friend to Violet and let Chuck crush the grocery store?
I can't do that. It's against my superhero oath.
Will she break her promise to Violet so Word Girl can save the day?
I can't do that either. Isn't there a third option?
Or will Becky find a way to stop Chuck as Becky without leaving Violet's side?
That's what I have to do. But how?
I'm more of an idea guy. The details are up to you.
Bob, what do you got? It looks like we don't have any choice. Come on, Bob.
I wonder where Word Girl is.
Me too. This is a unique situation. Hey, Violet, how would you stop Chuck if you knew Word Girl wouldn't show up?
Gosh, before I answer that, I would have to know what unique means.
Well, if Word Girl was here, I bet she'd say that unique can mean unusual or out of the ordinary or something that's one of a kind, like...
Like my drawings!
Exactly! I've never seen anything like them.
And Chuck's sandwiches are unique, too.
Definitely. Chuck's sandwiches are so unique, people are afraid to even taste them, which is why he's crushing the store. That's it! Hey, Chuck! Can I try one of your cottage cheese chocolate and octopus sandwiches?
I'm kind of in the middle of crushing something right now.
Come on! Are you Chuck the Evil Sandwich-Making Guy or Chuck the Evil Grocery Store-Crushing Guy?
I'm gonna have to say Evil Sandwich-Making Guy. That's what it says on my mail. Hey, wait a second. Is this a trick?
A trick? No! I just want to try your sandwich. I missed lunch!
Okay, one cottage cheese, chocolate, and octopus sandwich coming up. Let me just set this on automatic so I can crush the store, though. What gives? You said you wanted to try it.
Yeah, I do. I really do. It's just, I just need a... I'll try it. It may look repulsive, but the unique ingredients make it taste really good.
Really? You like it?
Yeah.
I want to try one.
Me too.
Not me.
So you really do like my sandwich?
Yeah.
Now do you see that my sandwich isn't repulsive?
You were right. And when you get out of jail, you can sell all the sandwiches you want. That is, if my store isn't crushed.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. I hope Word Girl comes and saves the day.
Me too.
Well, the smile box is filled to the top, so...
So that's all for today.
Yay! And I stayed with you the whole time, like I said I would, right?
Yep. Becky, thanks for helping me today. Huh? The artist is alone again.
Okay, if running forward powers the crusher, backwards should shut it down.
And so, once again, Word Girl showed why she's our favorite superhero. And Becky showed why she's Violet's best friend. Now remember, don't watch any repulsive TV shows. Yuck! And be sure to tune in next time for another out-of-the-ordinary, one-of-a-kind, unique episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word elegant. Ready to play the bonus round?
You bet.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for elegant. Give it a shot, Emily.
I'd have to go with number two. That diamond is really elegant.
That's correct.
I'd also like to add that I really like Mr. Botsford's dance moves in that last picture.
Emily, you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl gigantic boombox. See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!